Hallelujah. And they were wandering in the wilderness from nation to nation, from place to place. Hallelujah. There was the word of God concerning God's children. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. Satan knows those he cannot touch. He can't touch the eagles. Hallelujah. Because the eagles, they walk in heavenly places. Too high for the weapon of the enemy to reach them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that is exactly what we are doing now. It's not because you go to church. There's something about your make that keeps us untouchable by the enemy. One of the things is the prayer. We call this prayer the prayer bank. Listen. Amen. Apostle Paul even said, pray without ceasing. Some of you now, you wake up in the morning. I want to travel. You wake up. Brrr, hey, boss, go soon take off. Then you bath. And then this one. Then you go and enter. Then they go. Small time, you hear tire. Boah! Holy Ghost! I will not die. I will not die. I will not die. I will not die. Jesus, I will not die. I will not die. I will not die. Hey! That prayer will not work that time. Because it is a prayer out of fear. There is nobody that escapes because you say, Jesus, Holy Ghost, why? In the name of Jesus. It's a lie. What works for you is the prayer you have prayed before concerning that journey, before the journey started. That prayer was banked to be used at the appropriate time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it's Psalm 1. I think it's Psalm number 1. From verse 1. What does it say?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate.
See the effect in verse 3?
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
When does he bring forth the fruit?
In his season.
In his season. That is the word I'm looking for. In his season. And what?
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen. There is a season for your prayer to work. We are going to be moving up and down, meeting different people. We are going to meet, associate with different people. Amen. Some of them will throw a chair on you. It's not when you hear bad, then you start to pray. We are banking the prayer against a chair now. When you hear bad, that prayer you offer will be activated. And that nonsense will shake it away. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you spent 3 nights confessing no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. You were anointed. You prayed. You equip yourself before the battle starts. I told you, I said, in my former church, when we were there before, I say, there's a brother that was very, 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 you know, people who came from Catholic church, when they become Christians, those who were in Catholic, when they are converted and they become Christians, you know, the best churches for them is holiness churches. You see them, you know, they have already been taught about sanctimonious and holy inside the church. So the brother was, so we used to respect him a lot as very religious, very. Anytime we close service, we go and enter his car with his family. Okay, Brother Moses. Okay, so we see tomorrow. I say, yes, sir. Then I'll see all of them. They will bow their head. Let us pray. Then they will start the car. So one day I saw him do like that. I attacked my wife. I said, no, be faith without one. I fear. I said, which one be this one? Which one be this one? Then pray. Then you wear his cap back. Then we are going. Hey! Before I left my house, I had taken care of all that in my night prayer. I'm taking care of all that. Praise the Lord. I'm taking care of all that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A soldier does not get trained in the battlefield. You don't train in the battlefield. Amen. Equip yourself now so that when you will be facing the enemy, oh, glory be to God. When you tell somebody, say, do you know who I am? You are boasting. Do you know who I am? Somebody, I challenge at the point because I hear we do the showdown. I say, if you are able to walk out of one demon that was talking through somebody, I say, if you are able to walk out of this place, then your God is stronger than my God. Eh? So the time where she stood up, clean herself, go wear herself the cloth. Now that time I had to pray, Father, don't let her go. Father, don't let her go. Father, don't let her go. Abby? There must be something I know about myself that will make me boast like that. Hallelujah. There must be something about myself that makes me know that it can't go. I know I have the power. I know when I speak, it will happen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Now mouth, they take curse you. Now mouth, you go take reverse it by a name that is above every other name. When you mention that name, every name bows. This year, you will not die. Hey, hey. I said something now, you didn't look at me. I've just removed death from you, you don't answer me. Because I'm not a prophet. You don't know the meaning of prophecy. You don't know the meaning of prophecy. Now for prophets, now be this scripture, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto the prophet, unto you, who is the you? That whosoever, where are you? He said, whosoever. Did he say pastor? Whosoever shall say unto any situation, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. He say. Verse 20, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth.
What you say,
And with the increase of his lips.
As often as you say it,
Death and life are in the power.
This is the reason why if you say it, it comes to pass. Because death and life is where?
In the power of
in your mouth.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit.
Tell your neighbor, say something in this program. Tell four people around you, say something. Say something. Tell them, say something. Tell somebody around you, say something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we believe in prophetic action. Every problem that you receive from the enemy said something. And the demons acted on it. We here, if we say something, angels will bring it to pass. You're not excited. I don't know what will ever make you excited again. I don't know what can make you to be excited. Hallelujah. See, I was making reference. Maybe some people didn't catch the scripture. When we spoke about Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 51, there was a curse. That the reference is from verse 60 to verse 64. Okay, so Jeremiah wrote in a book. See, now this one now, he wrote, seek prophetic action. This one now, he didn't say it. He wrote it. He said, he wrote in a book.
The evil that should come upon Babylon.
And you know who Babylonians are? They are the ones that kept them in captivity. And were tormenting them up and down.
Even all these words that were written against Babylon.
They are written, he wrote them.
And Jeremiah said to Seraiah.
Seraiah was the person he sent.
When thou comest to Babylon,
I shall go, see, when you go to Babylon,
and shall see, and shall read all these words.
Stand and read these words.
Then shalt thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place, to cut it off, that none should remain in it, neither man nor beast, but I shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of Euphrates. And thou shalt say,
what should you say?
Thus shall Babylon sing.
What should you say?
Thus shall Babylon sing.
What should you say?
Thus shall Babylon sing, and shall not rise from the evil that will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah.
And Sarai went there and spoke like that after reading it. That is what the enemy does. That is why people take your picture to a shrine, to a Babalao. He will make his invocation according to what you say should be done. And then when he finished, he will tie it. So shall he be tied. So shall he be locked. Nothing will work. Nothing will work. And they will padlock it with a key. Amen. The only way to undo it is prayer. Of course, you can stand anywhere they tie me, let it break to pieces in the name of Jesus. It go walk. I say it go walk. But man, generally, your faith is increased if you do some action. And it is effective. Hallelujah. You say it is not effective. A prophet. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 13. From verse 14.
Now, Elisha was falling sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows. And
the enemy want to come and finish them. The king of Israel ran to the prophet as they normally do. The old man was sick. Prophet was sick. And that's the sickness that led to his death. And when he cried to the prophet, they are coming to finish us. So these people are disturbing us. They don't give us peace. They don't give us battle. What did the prophet Elisha say?
Take bow and arrows.
Take bow. Prophetic action.
And he took bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, Put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward.
If you're an Igbo, shout hallelujah. If you're from the eastern Nigeria, say hallelujah. So your own will be eastward. Me, I will be northward. I don't care anybody for east. So I will point where my own day. Northward. Wherever you are, in America, in UK, you are joining us now. Point to the direction of where you come from. What did he say?
And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it.
Prophetic action. What did he say?
Elisha said, shoot.
Shoot.
And he shot.
And what did he say?
And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them.
Can you see? Prophetic action. But now, can you see how? Now, the next verse is How many times you are going to defeat them? Oh yeah.
And he said, take the arrows.
And he took the arrows. The arrows. Uh-huh.
And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed.
He did it three times. Bah, bah, bah. And he stayed. Verse 19.
And the man of God was wroth with him. And
he was angry. He said, hey.
Thou shouldest have smitten five or six
times. You should have done it like five and six times.
Then as thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite
you,
Syria.
You will succeed only three times. You will have continued to hit it six times. Then they will bata-bata, destroy them finally. Each one, boom, now defeat. Boom, now defeat. Boom, prophetic action. Oh, glory be to God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. What did he say? And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write this thing, said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. That is our God for you. Isaiah 45, verse 1, 2, 3. That is our God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many people here. The enemy has locked you up. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Moses Alu. I don't know who is the prophecy for. To who? To who? Whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two lived gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, thus said the Lord, and make the crooked places straight.
I will break in pieces the gates of brass.
Break in pieces the gates of brass.
And cut in sunder the bars of iron.
He will cut asunder even the bars of iron. What will he do?
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
Oh,
and
yes.
Hidden treasures of secret places.
Hey, hey.
That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel.
In Isaiah 49, verse 24 and verse 25, we have another assurance there.
Shall the prey be taken from the mighty?
That is the mighty that catch you and is doing whatever he likes to do to finish you. You are the prey.
Or the lawful captive delivered.
And even if now you curse him. I was ministering to somebody. I think it was from Qatar. So he asked Wednesday, phone in counseling hour. I decided to join the prophets. Maybe the anointing will touch me some more. And then he called, and the Lord was telling me that this one is living a godless life. He asked me, say, Pastor, how did you know? I said, your problem is a woman. That's why I have a problem with a woman. He said, Pastor, not true. Amen. Even if because you be womanizer, now you enter the trap. Let's read it. What did he say? Even the lawful captive
delivered, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children.
And the church will say, and the church will say, so somebody here,